I'm a little slow at it still, so I'm gonna wait till I get home and do mine at home. Now, like I say, some of these questions, they're not to see if you know them. They're just to get some sounds and some pronunciations. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
evening or day or...
Either one.
This evening is... afternoon. Did you say 3 to 4?
3 to 4.
Oh, well, I'd say afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up early this morning before...
daybreak.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...
supper? Before night, I guess. I don't know.
Well, if you had... could you get an expression that had the sun in it?
Before. Sundown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sundown. Mm-hmm.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we might say that the weather is what?
Unsettled or?
Well, if it's been raining and but now it's
clear.
It's
cleared. The weather's cleared.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
Now, if you have two things, if you have two words, feel
free to listen. Well, see, what did they call it? They used to call it a... well, I just always called it the mantle.
Okay. But if you do have two, don't hesitate. Give me two.
Give you two.
And if your mother called it something different, give me what she called it, because that's interesting, because that's an older form.
That's an older form. Uh-huh.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
Anything else?
Dog irons.
That you would call.
Dog irons. I've heard them called dog irons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Shavings. I guess. Been so long since I've...
we've had electricity too long.
Yeah, that's right. And we had gas before that. You had butane, you know, that butane propane gas.
You're not familiar with a term like pine or pine
knots.
Lightered or lightered knots, anything like that? You're not familiar with those terms?
Well, yes, I have.
But you would not use them.
We wouldn't here in Ringo because, you know, we just used to split up, you know, wood in finer, get something, you know, that would be kind of rich. But out in the country now from here, I guess they'd use the pine knots, you know.
Uh-huh. But you would call both of these kindling?
Kindling, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothesline. You mean...
In the house.
Oh, in the house.
Let's see.
A
place with a rod and hangers for a place designated for hanging clothes.
Clothes rod, I reckon.
Let me see if I can make this a little clear. You know, it's in a door. There's a door. You open up the door and hang your clothes in the...
Yeah.
In the what?